There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly, and I write for All Titles and Greenspun Media Group. And with me, as is customary, is Trish McCrode. Trish, what's going on?
Hey, Catsy! It's good to be back.
You gotta love it.
I have been gone now for like 3 weeks, so it's good to be back. It's really
yes.
good to, I've missed my number one Catsy here. I've missed you.
I've missed,
you know, Steven and Dave and Frank, the whole crew here. And Dave got married.
Dave Norris, who's the station manager, director.
One of those important, he's a big deal. He's our boss,
the
basically.
Czar, he's the associate czar
yes,
of KUNV.
Is.
And he got married in
Hawaii.
To
beautiful,
which is a beautiful
Hawaii.
Place,
yeah.
Hawaii. I feel like we should make it a state. I'm going to say it right now.
let's all rally for that. That's a good thing to go for.
So Dave is
but
a
we have bliss. A really, really happy things. Yes, so congratulations officially on the air to Dave and his lovely, lovely bride. And as he joked, he's like, it would be a great place. You have to go to family reunion, your wife's family reunion. Like, not a bad place to go, Hawaii. Yeah, that's his, yeah, so he's like, really? Oh, we got to visit your family again. Bummer, you know? So it's, so congratulations to him. So, but with all the good things that have been happening, obviously I've been on our Montana Bureau. We had a lot of sad things go down. We had Corey Monteith, who just passed away from Glee, which was just a really sad thing, a kid that had everything going for him. And, you know, it just goes to show, you know, that addiction it's being reported that it was
he overdosed.
Don't know for a fact of heroin and alcohol, and he had been in rehab a couple times before.
All fact.
And dating his co-star Lea Michele, and it was like, you know, he was just kind of that all-American kid and so much talent. And, you know, in talking to some people that have done the show, like even Michael Caprio, who has been in with, we book a lot of our clients with him. He is Olivia Newton-John's publicist, and he was there when they were filming and just, you know, said that to every guest star, everybody that came in, that he was always so nice and so giving. No one has a bad thing to say about him other than he had an illness. Mm-hmm. He had a disease, and unfortunately the disease won. And
he had been struggling for, as has been documented, since I think he was 12 years old with various addictions or addictive properties. And, I don't know. It doesn't care. Drug addiction, drug abuse does not care how famous you are or if you are a wonderful dancer or smile at everybody you know. If you're hooked, it's a tough thing to not be hooked. And, it's just another example of it. Apparently.
That's what they're reporting anyway.
The toxicology reports were that you had a lethal dose of heroin in his system.
Yeah.
So.
It's sad. But then we had even a bigger tragedy and a story that that you broke. You actually are the one who broke the story. And it kind of, I know from talking to you from Montana that it kind of was a whirlwind. You were everywhere all over because you were kind of the person to go to on this story. It's a very, very sad story of, you know, the entertainment community here is so small in Las Vegas and really one of its own. Had a tragic accident.
Yeah, the woman
in Ka, so please talk about it.
Yeah, the woman in Ka, who was one of the performers, one of the artists in Ka, and one of the scenes that she performed in is called The Final Battle. And if you've seen Ka, it's the climactic scene where they jump along it's kind of an emerald-colored stage. It looks like water, and they're bouncing along, and it's vertical to the audience. You're facing it as if you're looking at an aerial view, although you are not. And it is a daring piece of staging, and the people who perform that act are the greatest artists of their kind anywhere on the planet. And during a show on the 29th, the early show, which happened to be the night that Michael Jackson 1 also opened at Mandalay Bay, a lot of people were confused about it. It wasn't until the musicians stopped playing, and then the response of the performers on stage led to the response in the audience, which
was
shock. And
actually, people said that they heard her. Like, she actually survived the fall.
Well, you know, there were different reports about this, and this does need to be cleared up, because the first people who I talked to who saw the show, you see somebody go down, and then you hear wailing. Right?
Yes.
You think that it's the person. I've since understood that it probably was not her, that it was the person who was first on the scene, the stagehand down there. We still don't know exactly, but that I'm led to believe that it's the latter is the case.
Yeah, because I would be surprised if anybody
But
cares,
you're watching Con. The show came back this week on Tuesday night, and you're watching that show, and they've taken that scene out, and they've replaced it with a very sedate, what they call the dressing scene, a dressing preparation type scene, when these two twins in the plot are reunited, they are formally dressed to be presented. That's the scene that's now in the show. But you're watching Ka, and all the scenes that preceded the final battle are still in there. And there is a lot of falling. There's a lot of vertical stage work.
And so to say, she was in it from the beginning, and she's a mother of, you know, of
two children.
And taught. So, I mean, I know we have to get to the show, but it's the story's developing. And please go to the Katz Report. You've written extensively on it.
Yeah, I've covered the show Tuesday night. I have covered a show also that was last night that is down at Town Square that is in her benefit. And so it just continues to go, and we wait for their findings.
And I hope that the last 2 weeks that we have been gone, all this happened last 2 weeks, that people listened to the show and saw our two-part Oscar Goodman repeat because it leads into our guest today.
Oscar's going to be the focus of the Showbiz Roast, the second of which is being held Tuesday at the Stratosphere. Up next, we have the man whose vision led to the roast in the first place, the founder, Andy Walmsley, and one of the highlighted roasters, and that's Carla Pellegrino, the celebrity chef. So stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is the Gazillionaire.
And this is Penny.
And we're from Absinthe, the hit new show here in Las Vegas, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Yo, yo.
You ignored my messages.
I am happy.
You're desperate.
I can make this work.
Frank, you're playing house.
Look, I'm retired, okay? I'm happy. We are happy.
Frank, you haven't killed anybody in months.
Hey, you know what? It's not a bad thing, okay? That's a positive thing.
That's Bruce Willis and John Malkovich as a pair of retired secret agents in the new action comedy sequel, Red 2. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. The original Red was silly fun, but this sequel is just a drag. The plot is incoherent, the jokes are lame, and the numerous characters clutter an already overstuffed mess. Willis, Mary Louise Parker, Malkovich, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Helen Mirren, and Anthony Hopkins are all just biding their time here, with Parker and Zeta-Jones stuck in a horribly regressive subplot about catty rivalry that is blatantly sexist. I give Red 2 1.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the haunted house horror movie The Conjuring.
Mom and Dad tell me that you have a friend.
His name's Rory. He lives here too. But he's always sad.
Do you mind if I try to see Rory?
Set in 1971, The Conjuring features top-notch period detail and some nice tributes to horror movies of that era. But the story of a nice family calling on a pair of ghost hunters to rid their house of evil spirits is formulaic and anticlimactic, and the stylish scares eventually offer diminishing returns. Director James Wan, who started his career with the original Saw, has gotten very good at crafting creepy moments. Now he just needs to apply them to a more interesting story. I give The Conjuring 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. The second Showbiz Roast is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. at the Stratosphere Showroom. Sitting with us now is the man who founded the roast, Andy Walmsley. He's a set builder here in town. And one of the roasters, celebrity chef Carla Pellegrino. Hello, folks.
Hi.
Thanks
guys.
For being here. And we're roasting. Hi, they're roasting with Trish, of course. Hello, everybody.
Oh, God.
Roasting
you.
Oscar
Thank
Goodman.
Thank you.
Roasting Oscar Goodman, I should mention that. So, Andy, yes. Thanks for coming, first
Thank
of
you.
All. You've been a busy man lately.
Oh,
I know that.
The last few days, insane.
Your kids kind of martyrdom, isn't it? You made yourself busy.
And
made
I'm just starting to get a sore throat, which is not good timing. Yeah. And it's because of lack of sleep and stress and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, yeah. What do you think? How's it shaping up so far?
Good, yeah. From what I can remember, like on 4 hours sleep, but yeah, it's shaping up really good, and we've got all the roasters are now completely confirmed, which obviously have the list there.
Yeah, let's go over some of these roasters that
sure.
we got here.
You want to talk?
No, let's look at, as opposed, this is the second one you've done. The Chris Phillips one last time. Which
Zoe Boy.
Zoe Boy, which our esteemed co-host, Johnny Katz, was part of the...
Esteemed.
So you only have, I think you only have one person, that two people that's a repeat. You have Murray, Sawchuck, and Clint Holmes. Oh, they're the only repeats, aren't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely
And Chris
right.
is in it also, Zoe Boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's what I want to do, hopefully, is whoever was a roastee, hopefully will be a roaster on the next one. So hopefully Oscar will be a roaster on the third roast.
Oh, that would
and,
be great.
You know, so that it would be nice if the last
yeah,
person.
Nice, yeah.
So they get a bit of revenge then.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Not just the revenge at the end of the show, but yeah, you exactly. actually yeah, yeah. lay into yeah. somebody.
Chris is really looking forward to it because obviously he's on the other side. So
oh, Chris is looking forward to it because there are more than nine people in the room.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Oh, my red God. Carpet.
I'm still roasting.
You're really still roasting. This is so
but
bad.
But if reality is that that's the thing about the roasters. I mean, the other roastee, the roasters got. Almost more flack than the roastee and Chris. So yeah. And nobody's off limits. So basically there was revenge given on everybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm.
Everybody
yeah.
got a shot.
It's just going to be really interesting, I think, to see how far people go with Oscar himself. Because, you know, there's like a respect thing there. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
former mayor. It's Oscar. Plus, who wants to be in the desert, you know?
Exactly. That's the thing. I'm like, the man's best friends are mobsters. Those are his clients. What? Who's going to talk bad about him?
And he's
him?
A very popular figure. Yeah. He won three elections, I mean, really easily. The lowest vote turnout he had was 74% or something.
Yeah,
so
he
he's a very well
liked
guy.
Mayor, like if there was a lifetime mayor, yes. he would be mm-hmm. the lifetime mayor, you know, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he would.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Carolyn in the office, it's almost, you know, the yeah. Goodman dynasty lives on.
I wonder if his son will go into it. He has a bunch of kids, right? I
think yeah.
Three or four kids.
Ross.
Not kids, but grown-up kids.
And yeah. Was that his phrase? They should break her legs. Because I don't like that phrase when I read, because I don't want to have my legs broken.
You don't want to have your hands chopped off? Or
yeah, Carla, be careful. Exactly.
Exactly.
You
know? I need my hands.
You may have stirred your last gravy, yeah. honey.
But Carla is so beautiful that it's
Carla
like, you know,
is beautiful.
She's like such a sexy woman in this town. I swear, Carla, you are.
Yeah, how are you going
to
handle it?
You're supposed to be roasting me, you know, something like
no,
mean,
there's, I got nothing. I got nothing bad
mean,
to say.
Woman.
The only thing I could say is that maybe they won't understand your accent, and they'll just look at how pretty you are, so we can't get upset.
They probably would not understand it. I can always do a bad signs, and that's it. I am Italian, right? So I can get away with that.
And also, Carla is a star of Top Chef on Bravo. Yes,
was on the show.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. You were so great on the show.
Bravo.
Yes,
yeah,
so she's world
renowned. Definitely not roasting
chef.
Me.
Yes.
So
no,
are they going to be that kind with me there?
No,
I don't
she's
think
softening
so.
You up, and then she's going to go for it in a minute.
Yeah, like that's
exactly.
what I mean.
We'll start getting
Thank
to your personal
Trisha,
stuff later.
There is a line about, well, it's your accent that is going to be in play.
I don't think
you're
going to be able to understand me. So
are you
that's
counting
gonna be
on
great
that?
Because, yeah.
Then no one
because
can get
I
mad.
Think they're just going to going to understand the bad word, the F-bombs. So that's exactly
Are you
going to
come with some F-bombs?
Of course.
It's Carla. Have you met
that's
Carla?
That's my science shoe, right?
I don't know in this context if she's going to go with the F-bombs.
Which is great because he will definitely not break my legs. So.
Exactly.
If he did not understand, he cannot be sure.
And wear something with a lot of cleavage, misdirection. You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Misdirection. Well, we should name who's on the dais. We should get everybody down, all right?
Yes.
Carla. Matt King from Harris, comedy magician. Clint Holmes, a holdover from last time, as Dishy mentioned. Rick Dale, who's a star of Rick's Restorations. That's a show on History Channel. It's a spinoff of Pawn Stars. The amazing Jonathan. He's definitely going to be there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Legendary, also comic magician. Steve Rossi from the legendary comedy team Alan and Rossi, mm-hmm. Las Vegas resident. The Rat Pack review from, were they at Shimmer Cabaret most recently?
Yeah, Shimmer, group? Exactly.
Yeah.
At the LVH.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lola the showgirl, who's Penny Wiggins, who's... the longtime assistant of Amazing Jonathan. She played Psychic Tanya.
But wait a second. So how many alter egos does Penny Wiggins
have? She has a lot.
As of last night, as of this week, I think she's got five.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
She had three last night.
That whole thing of branding. Where's the branding in all of this?
It's going to be awesome.
Chet Buchanan from KLDC.
We love Chet.
Chet is all over town.
Yeah, we all love him.
Since I grew my hair back, he's my favorite. Second favorite.
Thank you. You don't say that when they have you in the room.
Yeah, he's got fur. The Fat Pack review from the Plaza.
Who is an upcoming Cats of the Dish guest in a couple weeks,
they
so you
are
got to stay tuned to
be,
that.
Supported. Norm Clark, who apparently writes also a column.
Apparently.
My friend Norm, who was in the audience
God.
The first time and was had a
he
great time.
He sat next
so,
to me as my friend.
Yeah, he was with Dish and Alicia. So that was fun. Pia Zadora,
Your favorite, Andy.
I had dinner with her last night.
Yeah.
It was like a child, well, not childhood, but teenage boy fantasy last night.
It's a 40-something adult fantasy. Really? Tell the truth.
What was that movie?
No, I absolutely had a crush on her.
What was that movie that she did that was so...
Something about Martians.
No, Santa Claus.
Her first movie was a little...
The Butterfly. What was it?
Something Butterfly. And she won a Golden Globe for it.
Right. Yeah.
She did?
Yes, she won a Golden Globe for acting.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That did happen. Okay, so Pia Zadora is going to be...
That did happen.
And she's also star of the police blotter in Clark County, too, recently, Pia.
Yeah. He was so mean.
Right. That's a fact. That's not being mean. I'm on her side in this.
She's a reporter.
Rich Little, the impressionist Rich Little, the Rich Little, will be there. Heidi Harris, also a talk show host, and whose family is Las Vegas entertainment.
I know a little bit about that, but not
her father was deeply involved in the entertainment industry in the city. He was a musician for a long time. Yeah, she's really all about this thing. Wheels Parisi, the comedian, who does a podcast with Dice Clay. We saw him at Sapphire the other night. Sapphire Adult Comedy.
Yeah, hit the. You just could have said Sapphire.
When you say do you mean you and
me and Carla?
Shush, okay. Yeah.
Well, it was Carla's night. She uses her own name at Sapphire.
It was Carla's night.
I don't get it when she's performing there. And Roastmaster Murray Sawchuck, who was one of the roasters last time. So
and
there
if you
we
see
have
Trixie,
it.
Trixie, it's not me.
So I ask, I will open this up to ask you, Andy, once more. How are we going to keep this show under 3.5 hours?
Yeah, no, I have a brilliant, though I say it myself, device for that. So that was the biggest, there was two criticisms of the last roast. Everyone seemed to love it, but the first one didn't start on time, which is perfectly true. And the second one was everybody who was told, please do 3 or 4 minutes, did like 12 minutes, apart from you, Johnny.
I came in right
at 4 minutes.
I timed that deal.
How long I was on the stage was just under 4 minutes. Right from the moment I got up there and took the kitty litter.
Yeah.
To when I was, I was finished with my list. I was giving kitty litter. Yeah, watch out. You might be giving me kitty litter.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to do that? Because everybody on this list, I mean, I can't imagine. Let's say Amazing Jonathan. He can't clear his throat in 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how are you going to keep
he
this?
He can't clear. Yeah.
So what we've done
can use that, Carla.
Is the podium that we had last time, and I think Mike Cameron referred to it as Walt Disney's gravestone or something like that. But it's a very wacky, colourful, with light bulbs and podium. We've actually had it adapted this time, so it has a smoke machine built into it and a bubble machine and 3 police sirens, and it goes off stage to a stage manager who has a stopwatch. So it's kind of like the Gong Show. So literally, when somebody's 3 minutes are done, even if they're in the middle of a fantastic joke and they're going really well, it's tough. You're off. So this thing starts smoking, bubbles, the band are playing.
Carla, see, you're finding out this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rehearse
and
that.
And I actually did just add this morning a little secret light on the podium. So the person, you know, the roaster will see the light flashing with a like 30-second, you know, time's nearly up.
Oh,
so
boy.
So at least they have the opportunity to jump to their last, presumably best, couple of jokes at the end.
Yeah. So how long is the show going to be in your
I just retimed it again. I was really proud because a few days ago it was 85 minutes and it's now just jumped up to 90.
Okay, and who's the last person added, Rossi?
But then also after you know, 90 minutes with just people walking and doing the normal, like, da-da-da-da, you got to add about 20 minutes to that, right?
Oh, well, I already did that, yeah. Oh. I mean, I added, you know, laughter, applause, hopefully, and people just messing around. So, yeah, hopefully 90 minutes.
Wow, that's cutting it in half.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it? It was three hours the last time. Close to.
Let me ask Carla, how come you're doing this? What benefit do you get out of being up there on stage and taking shots at people?
I don't know. I just think it's something very new. It's like I don't know anything about it. I think that's the fun of it. And I think you should do everything once, you know, in your life. I have no idea. And I've been doing my homework. I've been reading about those peoples. And yesterday I watched one show for the first time, and I was shocked how mean people can be. So now I'm kind of worried for myself because I know they're going to be mean with me too. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I can take it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, you're tough. You can take it.
Yeah, somebody pissed me off. I just tell them something really bad.
Somebody will say to you, hey, Carla, you should be a
Don't roast me now.
I'll give you one taste of what it's like to be on stage.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Carla, you should be a pilot, and then you can turn on radar when you approach English.
That's the example.
That's a soft one, though.
Yeah, that's a warm up. But when you're up there, it's game on.
And you should tell them, you know, you watch out. If somebody has an accent, that means that they speak one language more than you.
That's
right.
Oh,
good for you.
Yeah, but there's accents like mine, and then there's accents like yours. There's a big difference.
Oh,
at least people can tell what I'm saying.
My Australia. Oh, you're so mean. Don't roast me.
I'm in roast mode.
Because I just point you.
I know you would. I know.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Carla.
You do not want to mess with
Carla. You are no match for Carla
Anne
DeLonsley.
You're right next to me.
Especially when she has a frying pan in her hand.
I'll smack your bowl.
Or a cleaver.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
Yeah. That'll teach you a lesson. That'll hook
that'll,
your wagon.
Yeah, exactly.
But aren't you seriously, Carla? Aren't you working on your speech a little bit so you can be on TV and be in front of audiences?
I'm
are you
actually
working
having
on,
a
trying to
a
comb
speech
that a little
coach. Yeah, yeah. Right now,
how's that
I'm
going?
Starting to do. She wants me to slow down and a tune down. Everything that Andy does not want
yeah,
me
no,
to
I
do.
Want the opposite for the most.
See? Yeah.
Slow down and tune down.
That's
so
okay.
Please, just speak. On your exhale will never happen because I just wanted to brrr. But I am working on it, you know.
Yeah, you
I
can
just,
do it.
I just saw her like 5 times. I have another 31.
Wow.
31. Okay. 31. So perhaps after that I'm going to be speaking
sessions?
Slowly and low. Do you like that? Like this?
It's something of a different
that's
vibe.
Not me. No, you know what? That's going to miss my F-bombs and my laughing and being loud.
I have the same problem. I'm loud, I have a high voice, and I talk fast.
Yeah.
So I
don't
have the same problem.
I'm just loud, you know? It is not, my voice is not that kind of voice that got.
It's from the kitchen,
actually.
Isn't it? Having to
it's
direct
my
people.
Kitchen French, yeah. Mm. Especially my F-bombs. I need
kitchen
to, you know.
French, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Kitchen French.
Like kitchen friend.
Have you met the mayor? Oscar Goodman?
Oh, yeah.
Mayor?
Yeah, I met him a few times. Yeah. And when I was at Caesar's Palace, we did the Bon Appetit a couple times together. We had pictures together. We opened champagne together for photo shootings. And he's a good man.
Photo shootings.
I don't think we need any of the roasters. She should just stand up there with Oscar the whole night.
Okay. Don't be
just read recipes.
Yeah.
There's something.
All of you.
No, that's just,
I'm
you gotta
nice.
Get used to it.
No, you're nice. I love her.
That's how the roast works.
Yeah. I'm already getting nervous. Do I have to get all that? It's gonna get worse, right?
Way worse than this.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be rehearsing at home, and I'm gonna be
just
very mean to you. No, I'm gonna have a glass of wine.
One.
So the first, one. So the first time somebody says something mean to me, I'm not gonna be feeling bad about being mean back.
You only need one glass
and
of wine.
And I might add.
Exactly.
I would need a bottle.
It's a big one.
Dude, I don't need any more than that anymore. I get there fast. I'm old. And you cross the 40s, you get screwed up really fast.
I
you know,
cross
you become
the
40s. A cheap date. And cheap date. Give me a glass. Of wine and I'm ready.
See, although Andy, are you listening, Andy? Over your 40s,
I haven't
40s,
had wine in my 40s,
yeah.
So that would be interesting.
See, this is Andy's
problem.
So Andy only dates the girls in the
20s.
Girls.
I'm just trying to give the older girls a little bit more publicity.
Andy,
you know, they'll cost you less.
Andy's got a lot of expensive women because they're all in their 20s.
Yeah, they drink like a fish.
Or younger.
Exactly.
Or younger.
So now, see, that's your problem. You got to go with them in their 40s. You don't have to spend all your money.
I'll try it sometime.
Oh, no, you are not. I know you're so not.
No, I
can't.
Cougar?
Hey, is the roast all ages, by the way?
I'm calling him Cougar because we don't have
is
that
it
name
18
for
and
that.
Over?
No, 21 and
21
over.
And over.
Really, just because of this cursing.
Well, I cut your field down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to get a pickup date. Yeah, you're not going to get a
future ex-girlfriend.
We don't have a name for guys, do we? So he's a Cougar.
No, they're just men. They're just men. That's the problem that they just say.
There you go, see?
They're called producers.
But
they're called show producers.
Carla, the first times I was out with Andy, we were out with Tanya Popovich, the three of us, and he goes, we were trying to talk about what kind of girls he likes, and he said, you know, you two, you know, with your blonde and the bubbly, he's like, the two of you would totally be my type if you weren't old hags.
I did not say that.
Oh, my God, I believe that, too. Oh,
I did not say that.
Tanya, yes, you did.
You mean bloody
English. Well, it's my
English.
Weird British sense of humor if I did.
Yes.
But the thing is, coming
from Andy, that's what his British sense of humor.
22 is an old hag. So coming from Andy, I was not offended.
I thought you were going to say with this accent.
I was looking at my server yesterday, a meatball's party, and he asked how old was the kid. The kid was 18.
God. She has this gorgeous girl working in a restaurant.
The kid is 18.
She's 18.
Well, I didn't
know
she was 18.
She smelled like a pimple, for God's sake. I wanted to smack her.
She looks 23.
I did. She did not look 23.
She
looks 15.
Well, she's cute.
You are sick, man.
Was she a waitress or
what? She should have a raise.
Well, she wouldn't be the only one.
Yes. You should pay the difference then. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Was she working at the podium?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Was she out front?
No, she was at the cafe.
She's making milkshakes, and they're my favorites.
She's serving ice cream. Oh, my God.
She can't serve alcohol yet because she's not old enough.
Thinking she was not like a pimple would think.
Well, you should be hanging out at Jamba Juice if you like that.
Or Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese is like,
now you're making me sound really
hot dog on a
stick. Making me sound like Chris Phillips now.
I think that's Chris's next gig is over Jamba Juice.
Chuck E. Cheese. Right? Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Opening nightly at Jamba Juice. I lost my train of thought here. Carl, I need to ask you one thing about, it's an on-roll thing. It's about Life is Beautiful. You're going to be part of that deal downtown.
Yeah,
what's happening there?
I am one of the chefs at the ticket, and I just got the booth for True Brutalian. We're going to be at the Village as well. I'm going to be on the stage. I'm going to be doing, I think, if I recall well, I'm going to be doing two to three demos, cooking demos on the stage. It's going to be me, Mooney, you have Conan. It's going to be great. It's a great group of chefs. And yeah. I love the whole thing. I think the expectation that it's going to be really cool. I think it's the very first time we actually mix music with food. And it's like a huge festival. It's like a Burning Man meets Bon Appetit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It meets Uncork, and it's in a cool place. It's everything about it's amazing. I think we have like 25 stages around.
Yeah,
we have bands rocking, house music, chefs cooking. It's everything together. You're going to have all kinds of food, and it is just unbelievable. The whole downtown project to me is like a dream. Do you have
ideas about being there sometime?
Yeah, I am trying. I've been talking to them, and hopefully I'm going to be able to. I really wanted to have, I don't want to have anything new. I just want to have a second location of Britalia.
Let's talk about your restaurants. You have Britalia?
I wanted to do a Britalia downtown. I want to have Britalia a little bit twisted, like a hippier, you know, cooler. Have some kind of DJ booth, like Britalia for, like Cipriani did in New York, right? You know, it would be Britalia downtown. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get that because I love the project. I'm completely
The one complaint that people have had about that area and all the outcroppings of businesses is there's not enough good food down there.
Yeah.
There are not enough good restaurants
Downtown.
So you're
opportunity
knocks.
Your food
is delicious. Yeah, I've never
I'm
had
coming.
A bad meal.
I can help you. I can be your emergency food.
No, seriously. You were at Reyes and you were with Battalion, with me. I mean, I've never, when you had at the Trop, when you had
Bacio.
I have never had a bad Carlo Pellegrino meal.
Oh,
everything has been delicious.
God.
And you also have Meatball Spot down at Town Square.
We try to keep simple but good. You know, that's the thing. Good and fresh. And you can't go wrong.
We just
Italian
had dinner there
like
last night,
hug.
Cats and I. Yeah.
You can sit down and have Italian food anytime. If it is well done, it's always a delicious food. You know we try to achieve that freshness, you know, and good ingredients.
She made me a great pizza the other day. Like, personally made it for me.
I
was honored.
I'm so happy that he gave me this opportunity. I think this is going to be funny. I'm probably going to leave there crying.
No, you won't.
I'm sensitive.
It's a second career.
It can get very sensitive. And if people really mean with me, I might cry.
It won't happen. You adapt. I mean, everybody's, it's a parlor game up there.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity anyway. That's why I made you the
pizza. Destroy your reputation on stage.
Oh, my God, you so mean. If you destroy my reputation, then I will smack you.
All right, we got to close this show now. The second Showbiz Rosas targets Oscar Goodman, who's promoting his book, Being Oscar. I should mention that. He's very proud of his book, and he should be.
It's really good. Yeah,
it's awesome.
I read it one night. Life is like, he's like a movie. Somebody should do it.
Yeah, it might be a movie.
It might become a movie. He deserves it.
He's one of our great citizens. One of our great stories. Yeah, and it's going to be a cool thing to be up there. This is happening at 9:30 p.m. is the pre-party Tuesday night at the Stratosphere, and the show starts about 10:30 or so?
10:45.
And it's going to be a piece of Vegas history, and you're both a big part of it, and we just thank you for coming down, and we'll have both of you on us again some other time for some other reason. Bro.
Thank you for having us.
The third roast.
Thank you, Trisha.
The third roast. Carla.
Beautiful.
Thank you.